Traffic situation. Back to you, Andy.
Amanda, southbound I-15. The crash that's caused our emergency traffic right at the Kaysville-Farmington border. Now just a couple of vehicles and a highway patrolman behind them. No lanes blocked. And the slowing is starting to improve slightly between Layton and Kaysville. It's not gone, but the traffic is moving a little more consistently. Unfortunately, it is almost at a stop as far back as Clearfield. Highway 89 also in really rough shape for southbound traffic. If you're using that as an alternate route, really between Gentile Street all the way down to 200 North Kaysville, Eric Butler.
The slowest northbound I-15 spot in Salt Lake County is in Draper, 123rd South up to 114th South. As you get into Sandy, it starts to ease up a little bit, but you're still below the limit as you head up into Midvale. Southbound slowing right at Midvale, 7200 South. And then down Utah County, no problems on I-15. Heather?
Looks like we're still below the speed limit on the 201 freeway eastbound between Bangor Highway and Redwood Road, although it could be easing up about now. You're also going to have a little bit of delay transitioning from I-215's west belt onto the 201 freeway east. And then over on the east side of the valley, we have got a crash. It's just off of the ramp from I-80 to go north onto Foothill Boulevard, and it is slowing things down in the area. Ladies night at Deseret Book, drawings, prizes, and 20% off most regularly priced items. For 100 people at each location, receive a free pillow. Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. at Deseret Book. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.